American Language Course, Tape 2206A. The following exercise is designed to provide practice in the use of have a look at and take a look at. These two phrases have the same meaning. Listen and repeat.
Something is wrong with my ignition system. I want the mechanic to check it. Would you please have the mechanic take a look at it? Would the mechanic have time to take a look at it? I'd like to see an electric power plant. I'd like to have a look at an electric power plant. I want to take a look at an electric power plant. Your foot is in bad shape. You'd better have a doctor examine it. You should ask a doctor to take a look at it. You ought to let a doctor take a look at it. The brakes are out of order. I'm going to have someone check them. I'm going to get someone to have a look at them. I'm going to have someone take a look at them. I'd like to see a large ranch. I want to have a look at a large ranch. I'd like to take a look at a large ranch.
On your own, substitute have a look at and take a look at in the following sentences. Substitute have a look at when you hear my sentence. Then repeat the correct response. Listen and substitute. Would the repairman please check my radio?
Would the repairman please have a look at my radio? Would the repairman please take a look at my radio?
Remember to substitute have a look at in my sentence. I'd like to see a missile launching.
I want to have a look at a missile launching. I'd like to take a look at a missile launching.
I'd like to see the repair shop.
I'd like to have a look at the repair shop. I want to take a look at the repair shop.
Would you please check my oxygen equipment?
Will you please have a look at my oxygen equipment? Will you please take a look at my oxygen equipment?
Let's practice some expressions with as a matter of fact, to tell the truth, and actually. Listen and repeat. Isn't your sore throat better?
No, as a matter of fact, it's worse.
Are idiomatic expressions easy to learn?
No, actually, they're very hard to learn.
Aren't you sleepy?
No, actually, I'm wide awake.
Haven't you finished your lesson yet?
No, to tell the truth, I haven't even started.
Aren't they keeping up with their classmates?
No, to tell the truth, they are falling behind.
Isn't he horsing around too much?
No, actually, he is working pretty hard.
Didn't he say he would go over some of the points again?
No, as a matter of fact, he said he would keep on going.
Now, practice substituting as a matter of fact and to tell the truth for actually in some sentences. First, you will hear a sentence using actually. Substitute as a matter of fact for actually after you hear my sentence. Then, repeat the other sentences. Listen and substitute. He wasn't late for the meeting. Actually, he was a few minutes early.
As a matter of fact, he was a few minutes early. To tell the truth, he was a few minutes early.
Remember to substitute as a matter of fact in my sentence. He hasn't done his homework yet. Actually, he hasn't even started.
As a matter of fact, he hasn't even started. To tell the truth, he hasn't even started.
He is not one of the best students in the group. Actually, he's quite weak.
As a matter of fact, he's quite weak. To tell the truth, he is quite weak.
We didn't understand much at first. Actually, we understood very little.
As a matter of fact, we understood very little. To tell the truth, we understood very little.
Listen to some statements concerning the repair of a radio. Remember what is said. Answer my questions when you hear them. Repeat the answer after the voice. Listen.
I'll do the best I can to fix your radio. I see it's in bad shape. Looks like you dropped it. I may not be able to put it back in working condition. Just the same, leave your telephone number, and I'll telephone you in a few days. Here, don't forget to take your stub.
Now, answer my questions. Was the repairman certain that he could fix the radio?
No. No, he wasn't.
What did he say he would do?
The best he could. He said he'd do the best he could.
What kind of shape was the radio in?
Bad shape. It wasn't bad shape.
What probably happened to it?
It was dropped. It looked like it was dropped.
When did the repairman say he'd call the customer?
In a few days. He said he'd call in a few days.
Let's practice intonation changes in the following sentences. Notice how the intonation of the short sentence changes when it is the first part of a longer sentence. Listen and repeat.
We got up at 7:30. We got up at 7:30 and had breakfast. I gave him my telephone number. I gave him my telephone number and asked him to call me back. The boys finished their work. The boys finished their work and went downtown. That building was started last month. That building was started last month and will be finished by next year. He went to the door when the doorbell rang. He went to the door when the doorbell rang, but no one was there. That store has very good merchandise. That store has very good merchandise, but it's quite expensive. I need to buy some new clothes. I need to buy some new clothes, but I don't have the time. It began to rain early in the morning. It began to rain early in the morning, but it stopped before noon.
Let's practice repeating some related sentences. Listen and repeat.
My typewriter has to be fixed. It needs a good cleaning and overhaul. And some of the parts have to be replaced. It will probably take about 10 days. I'm told it will cost about $25 to fix it. Don't know how I'm going to do without it. My watch isn't running right. It doesn't keep good time. It's always fast.
This is the end of tape 2206A.